Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Beam. Former Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore remains in custody up in Michigan. And according to Washtenaw County officials, they do not expect a decision on the charges today, but are expecting him to appear in court for an arraignment hearing tomorrow. Jackets entertaining the Senators at Nationwide Arena at 7 o'clock. You can listen to coverage right here on The Fan starting at 6:30. In the NFL, Steelers star edge rusher T.J. Watt currently in a Pittsburgh hospital after suffering an apparent lung injury that occurred in the team facility today. His availability for Monday's game against the Dolphins is in question. And Thursday night football tonight, you got a crappy NFC South battle between the Falcons and the Bucks at 8 o'clock. This one sponsored by Roosters. For every $50 you spend in Roosters gift cards this holiday season, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck at Roosters locations or online at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in...
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola.
I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. How are things in Ann Arbor today?
Well...
bad?
We will discuss. The news broke during our show yesterday, and then it continued to break last night.
Oh, and it still breaks today.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
We got Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg today. He's been all over the ESPN television, but he will stop, take some time to chat with us at 3:30. It's also Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
That means Teddy has scoured the internet and our own radio station for audio that we've never heard before. And then he'll play it, and we will react to it. We would love you to react to all this fun stuff going on at Michigan. You can tweet us, at manandtimmy971. You can text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. You can email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
It's just been, it's been such a stretch for Michigan, right? I mean, there's been so much that's gone on. Even on top of the cheating scandal, there's been like computer laws that have been broken up there. Guy was, you know, hacking through their systems or
hacking through somebody's systems.
Fraud. It's just been guy after guy after guy that's either gotten arrested or banned from college football or banned from the program. It's been quite a time for the Michigan men up there. They really aren't anything of the sort. They're just like children is what they are, that can't follow rules and can't keep from breaking laws.
Before we really dig deep into the news from last night, I mean, we had the news that he was fired during the show yesterday, but then it continued to evolve. Can you think of a scandal in college sports that's bigger than this one? Or this one seems to be, because... the only one that I could think of that I don't think this tops yet, I mean, we don't know how this turns out yet.
Is the, yeah.
Is Maurice Claret.
Oh, I was
What did you think of, I was going to say?
I thought, I don't know if anything tops Penn State's scandal.
Oh, well, that's...
it's, but right? I mean, that's the...
yeah.
The holy of the holies. Like, that's...
I mean...
nothing tops that one.
You know, good old number three was, well...
yeah.
You know, I just had a brain fart.
What?
Was he 3 or 13?
13.
Yeah, I don't know why I said 3.
Yeah,
who
13.
Was 3? Was TP was 2. Now the new game we're all going to play.
I don't know.
Who was 3 with Common Man? Stupid.
Lorenzo Styles is number 3 now. I don't know who 3 was.
Maurice Claret was facing felony robbery charges, right? I mean, he was facing some serious jail time, and then he was pulled over by the popo, and he had at least one like assault weapon in the car.
I thought it was like a SUV filled with assault weapons
and booze, and I think directions to like the witness's house. Now, obviously, he was pulled over and detained, and nothing happened there. But the way that unfolded, the 1 year of college football, the suspension, the trying to go to the NFL, all of it, the robbery charge. Does this top that?
Yeah, they're completely different. And you're talking about a current head coach. Maurice Claret was already done and gone at that point. Right, he was done with his playing career. He already had.
I know, but he was still tied to the university, and it was a local story.
Absolutely, I mean, it wasn't that far removed. I mean, this was, you're talking what, 2006?
Like, I remember during that time,
he tried his hand at the NFL draft.
I was hosting with Chris Spielman, and Spielman and a lot of former Buckeyes like reached out to him to help him because they saw him just spiraling, and he would say no to everybody. Spielman told me that he called him the night before, whatever day this was, and that Claret hung up on him.
Didn't want
to hear it. Ugh. It was ensconced. Is that the right word? In the Buckeye community.
So he actually held two people up at gunpoint, right? Like, that was the first thing that he did to really start the spiraling out of control before it got to him driving allegedly to
now,
a place
look, he's,
to commit a
he's
a
turned
much
his
worse
life
crime.
Around. He's talking to people.
Saying, no, he's been welcomed back into the program.
Right. Don't do what I did. I mean, he's the success story. And maybe Sharon Moore turns out to be the success story where he's taking little tours around college campuses and talking to head coaches now.
Well, there's,
you don't be like me. When you have an assistant, you don't do the assistant.
What's done is done, you know, and like we can sit here and in the time being, yes, it does feel like you have thrown your life away. You have made choices and now you've got to go through the consequences. These are choices and these are situations that most people in life shouldn't even have to go through. You know, it's not that difficult to keep yourself from making these kinds of mistakes, these kinds of big mistakes that will affect your life. And you feel worse, most of all, for Sharon's family.
I don't feel bad for him.
No, he made a
his
choice.
Wife and children.
The woman in the athletics department, they made a choice to do this and to conduct themselves this way together. So, I mean, what's done is done.
I know, but
yeah, you talk about, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, I would hope good things can turn out for everybody when it's all said and done, just on a human level. But
when it comes to the...
My God, what an embarrassment.
The mistress, though, and her name and picture, it's all over
it's
the place.
It's all over the place,
and,
yeah.
You know, from everything that I've heard is that she's sort of the one that turned state's evidence and admitted to all of this that was going on because they had serious suspicions. And we'll talk about who knew what, when, and, you know, is Ward Manuel going to keep his job? That's all up for discussion. But this woman, while she did, you know, carry on this affair with this married man, you know, what did we learn, if anything? Now, you can say some people went too far with it. Okay, we can have that discussion from Me Too stuff, which is you have a man in a position of power. Pretty much can directly influence your career. This woman's making $50,000 working in the office at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She starts having an affair with the most powerful guy on campus now, and all of a sudden she's bumped up 40 grand in 1 year.
Right.
You know, that's a tough thing to say no to.
Everybody, one of the first things you see is like people are trying to assign like a certain amount of blame to a certain party here. You know,
there's blame to go around
both,
to lots of people. But
I don't even know if it's a healthy exercise to do that.
But Sherrone Moore gets, in my mind, 90% of it.
Sherrone Moore definitely gets most of the blame, you know, but it's bad on both sides. It takes two to tango. It's an ugly situation. And then how Sherrone spiraled out of control. I mean, I'm sure everyone's had like just thoughts, not like thoughts that are actually going to happen. We're like, oh God, I wonder what I would do if I was in that awful situation. But Sherrone Moore, from what's rumored out there, had one hell of a night. And of course, it ended up with him being detained, and he's still detained right now, and he's waiting for an arraignment tomorrow. I don't.
If it's true that he went to the.
What do you do? You've just thrown.
He went to the woman's house and threatened her with a knife that he was going to kill her.
Yeah. If that's what's alleged at this point in time, you're not thinking clearly. You're saying, oh my God, like you can't really. You can't try to normalize this because on one side, how could you conduct yourself that way and then be surprised when you have to face the music? You know, you know, you're doing something so awful that eventually, like, I'm in a position of power. This is something that the media craves. It's going to be found out. The lid's going to be blown off it at some point, and then you're going to be surprised when it actually does happen. You'd think you would have already come to accept what that's going to be like.
I don't
and what
know
your next moves would be.
What's running through his
but
head?
But you just don't have a clear frame of mind when
talk
it
about
actually
the
happens.
Morality of all of this, and that's up for each individual person, I guess, to pass judgment. But don't crap where you eat. Number one, number two, and I say this to my daughter all the time, who's 8. All right, when she does something just stupid. And then she gets punished for something that's just completely and totally ridiculous. I've said to her before, I said, I can't believe that I have to punish you for this. But let me ask you, was it worth it?
Yeah.
Right? Was it worth it? Was making Mr. Sherrone Moore's Peppy happy for 20 minutes at a time? I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that it takes 20 minutes.
That is a question.
Was it worth it to you?
That's a question.
Obviously not.
That people all over the place sometimes have a hard time asking themselves in the first place.
What's the end game going to be?
Ooh.
What's the worst case scenario? Well, ooh, you're living it now, buddy. All right, more conversation about this. I'm fascinated with this entire story. Plus, more trouble coming for Notre Dame. That's next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 670 after I-70 and some residual traffic from an earlier accident on southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and Weber Road. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Expert at making mornings better.
He brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's.
He feeds birds out of his mouth.
And he hosts a radio show guaranteed to make you smile.
Yay, T-Bone.
Yes.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. We're looking at some flurry activity that should decrease as we head into the day. Temperatures in the low 30s. More snow chances return tonight and into Friday. Highest impacts to the southwest of Columbus. We'll see another chance for snow this weekend before bitter cold air returns early next week. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3 p.m. The Fan.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. Hey, this dumb show is brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. What are we going to talk about with him? Maybe the Big Ten championship game.
That's maybe this.
Maybe Sharon Moore and Michigan getting tarred and feathered, as they should.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's, I'm sitting down last night.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, went to go check my my email. And
went to go punch in the word Sharon. Just
no,
to see Sharona, what's going on.
My Sharona. And I was floored. This just read like a soap opera. And, you know, we're getting bits and pieces. How much is real? How much is not? I don't know. But you hear stories about how, I do believe, because we've heard from Michigan beat writers, people that have been around this program, that there have been rumblings about this for a long time. Now, I don't usually dip my toe into message board world and stuff like that.
But this is one where you kind of dabble just to see what rumors are out there.
They had heard about things. Nothing could be confirmed. So now the question is going to be, when did Ward Manuel, the AD at Michigan, know about this? There was an investigation, and apparently they just kept denying it, both of them. And I guess, was it yesterday or the day before? Maybe she turned state's evidence and said, I can't hide this anymore. But we're getting reports that Sharon Moore got a DoorDash delivery to his office.
To the office.
To his office at the Michigan facility that included the Plan B pill, which, I don't know, do you call it the abortion pill? Is that the wrong word for it?
It's the morning after pill.
All right, morning after pill. All right, that's fine.
It's not. I don't think you can go as far as an abortion pill.
Right. I don't want to speak out of turn with that, but you can get that delivered. I mean, they'll go to Walgreens and pick it up for you.
How are you getting that DoorDashed? I prefer Uber Eats. They're far more discreet.
Whatever, man.
They actually put it in a brown paper bag. They don't just put it right out there where the labeling can be seen by everybody.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised by how stupid some of these people are. I mean,
you live at the facility, right? Probably the first thing you think of because you're there all the time.
The first thing is, you know, don't do it, okay? The second thing, if you do it, be a little smarter. It's like when Jerry Springer, when he was the mayor of Cincinnati, he wrote a check for a prostitute.
He signed and everything.
He wrote
in the memo prostitution
for a prostitute. What is the matter with you?
I don't know.
You're getting that sent to the facility?
I don't know. It's unbelievable. Was there not a situation in the scandal that we had in Urban's last year? Did he have stuff sent to the facility? Am I dreaming that up?
I don't.
This story
this
like rings
runs
a bell.
Together, man. I don't know.
ESPN News Services, August 2018. That's the time frame, right? August 17, 2018.
2018.
Report alleges risky behavior by former assistant Zach Smith while at Ohio State. Had sex toys delivered to him at OSU's football headquarters in 2015, according 2015, to a report on Friday, raising more questions about the former assistant coach's conduct while employed there.
I mean, who among
as
us?
As they prepare the investigation
First of all,
headed by Urban.
I do sponsorships for the Lion's Den, and I've actually had sex toys sent to the office here proudly. I had no problem with that.
We are airing a spot right now just buzzes the entire time.
Timmy.
That's different.
Tonight!
Talk about the buzzing one.
I know.
Yeah. It's good. You like it, the buzzing. Yes.
Oh, I show you the buzz. Thank you. Thank you, Teddy.
Oh, Joe, just what a wild night. Just this chain of events that has happened. And I mentioned that before. I'm just thinking of some of the names, like through the years here from Michigan. You had Denard Robinson, right? Old Shoestring, who was a part of their program, arrested for an OWI.
Mm.
He had to resign. Obviously, you got everything that's happened with Jim Harbaugh. You've got everything that's happened with Sherrone Moore right now. You had the Connor Stallion situation. You had Denard Robinson. You had Greg Scruggs, who was arrested for an OWI before resigning, too. And then you had the guy that I mentioned, Matt Weiss, was the computer fraud dude. This is like all stuff that's happened. Someone, I believe, wrote it out. There's 11 staffers that have either been arrested or banned from the sport for rules violations since Jim Harbaugh started up at Michigan. 11 guys.
It's a good, clean program.
But it's just a good, clean program.
It's the Block program.
Oh, my God. It is just a disgrace what has happened to them. How about our boy Kerry Combs? He goes up there 2 days before.
He had no idea.
Too. Oh, my God. How could
poor
he?
Poor Kerry.
No, poor Kerry. You think he stays? Do you think he's trying to hang around?
I don't know if anybody stays.
Making well with the new head coach?
I mean, they've got...
You burned your Ohio bridges by taking the job up there.
Who's the guy they got interim coach now?
Oh, Biff Tannen?
Biff Tannen.
I saw somebody say, you don't got to worry about Biff having improper relations with a staffer. Jeez.
You know what, though? I don't know what the hell's going on. Somebody's touching it.
Yes, somebody. And that's the only one.
I'm just
that's
saying.
The only one on this earth. And he's lucky for that. No, it's
also
what a situation.
Again, people like to take things out of context. Listen to what I'm saying. First of all, don't do it. Okay? As much as you're tempted, don't do it for yourself. For selfish reasons, because you're going to be humiliated and caught and held financially responsible. Don't do it for that reason. Don't do it because it makes your wife and family look like fools. Okay? If you care about them at all.
Don't even do it for the way that it makes them look. Think about just what you're doing.
Well, of course.
To
I'm just saying.
Them.
Don't.
You're wrecking
do it.
Your family. You took an oath. This is your family, and you're doing this to them.
But, listen, the first part still stands. Don't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't do it with someone who looks exactly like your wife.
That's the take.
No, I'm just saying. Look, I'm not doing it, okay? I'm not doing it ever. No one wants to do it with me, and I don't want to do it with them. But
if I did,
I wouldn't do it with another white blonde woman. I have one of those at home. I'm going to Apo Taco. What are you doing, Sherrone Moore? You have one at home.
Yeah, but it's not the same one. It's not the same one.
I'm never doing it. Ever. But if I do, I'll be shopping in the ethnic aisle. It will be completely different.
You're out of your mind. Where are you going? You taking a trip across the world?
No, what are you talking about across the world?
I'd be smarter. I mean, you're not going to get caught.
I have no reason to. I have no reason to. I'm completely and totally in love with my wife, and I will be for the rest of my days. But... It's kind of like the Chris Rock bit. I'm not saying OJ should have killed her, but I understand.
You like my Chris Rock impersonation?
No, it's good, it's bad. No.
Right, let's talk about Mr. Bevilacqua.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
This is when you talk now.
Oh, this is where you want me to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bevilacqua just continues to be out of control.
Mr. Bevilacqua.
Mr. Bevilacqua. Do we have to call him by his real name right now? Nobody wants to work with this guy. So the latest scuttlebutt about Notre Dame is that everybody is so hot and bothered about the way that, and it's not even the way that he's gone out there and done the press over the last couple of days. It's over that supposed rule that they were able to make, that they were able to sign. I forget, like, the three-letter acronym. They had some, like, MOA. They had some deal that lets them stay in the college football playoff if they are ranked
12. As long as they're ranked in the top 12.
If they're ranked in the top 12.
Yeah.
And that's whether that is a 12-team playoff or a 14-team playoff. But there are reports now that are growing that say athletics directors are trying to freeze Notre Dame out.
Good.
Of future
scheduling.
I've been
talking about this for 20 years.
I think that's fun.
Why have we always bent over backwards for these guys? Screw them.
Show some spite right here.
If they want to join a conference, then you can have all the perks that come with that. But if you're going to go at it yourself, we're not going to bend over backwards for you.
No.
Hell with you, Mr. Bevilacqua.
Now, is anybody going to actually stand up and
do it? If you're not going to do it now, then when are you going
to
do it?
Do you believe that they're going to have scheduling issues next year? Because I don't. I'll have to see it to believe it. I'll have to really see this to believe this.
But I think that Bevilacqua has sort of run his mouth a little bit too much.
Yes, Mr. Bevilacqua.
It's one thing to say that you're upset. I get it, man. You're hired by Notre Dame to be the biggest cheerleader for Notre Dame, but it's another thing to start throwing egg at the people who bend over backwards to keep Notre Dame relevant.
And it seems like he himself is saying you're gonna cancel the ACC deal. At least that's how he's talking, right? So if you're gonna be speaking this way, I want you to cancel the deal with the ACC because you're saying permanent damage. Okay, well, what do you mean by that? You're going to cancel all your future games? Let's see who else is going to want to schedule games with you now.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg. We have much to talk about with our guy coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a small slowdown on eastbound 670 between 3rd Street and 71, and you're looking at a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, we have been around the block for a long time. I've been doing this for a long time. You've been doing it a long time. It takes a lot for me to sit down at my computer like I did last night and actually say out loud, holy crap, but I did. Give me your thoughts when you first heard about all this Sharon Moore stuff.
Right. Well, again, I'd heard the rumors, and I know that a lot of people have said that, but they were certainly out there during the season that there was a possibility of an off-field issue, a conduct issue. The only question was whether it would lead to where it led to yesterday. And, you know, I was told in November by a pretty high ranking source at Michigan that, you know, hey, we looked into this. We were aware of it. we haven't found, you know, evidence to the point where we would make a change. And obviously that changed here this week. I mean, think about it. Michigan signs a recruiting class. They accept the bowl bid. They put Sherrone Moore in front of a microphone to talk about it at a Monday news conference. They hired Kerry Combs last week as special teams coach. So that's not a program that seems to be bracing for a change. So this came on, you know, quickly and, you know, not affiliated with football as far as the investigation goes. And they reached a point where they couldn't move forward with him as a coach because of the evidence. And that's why you get what they have. And obviously what happened afterward, very unfortunate for him, for his family, for this other person and their family. Like, this is really, really a sad situation, even if you're the most Michigan hating Ohio State fan. But certainly not a huge surprise, I guess, as far as the rumors that were surrounding him.
That's the thing, though, Adam. You talk about how long that this had been swirling. And then, as you said, in the last couple of days, something hits to where they're putting their recruiting class together. They made that hire. We talked about that. That's a terrible situation for Kerry Combs, who used to be here at Ohio State. And then it happens this week. Like, it seems like there's going to be a lot more ramifications in the athletic department with the way that this all went down.
Well, the only thing I would say to that is that, you know, university investigations of this nature, especially HR, you know, don't really have a lot to do with athletics. They're the university's, you know, investigative arm or human resources department. And, you know, they don't care about timelines like signing day or the transfer portal opening. Like, they either have the evidence and they can move forward with a dismissal, because keep in mind, it's very unusual for a university to announce immediately that a coach is fired with cause and the reason for the firing. So they must have had evidence that made it so overwhelmingly clear what had happened. And if they had that evidence in November and didn't move on it, that would be a major problem for them. So I just can't imagine that that's what happened here. But I don't think that the investigation or the decision was motivated on the athletic side. Information came forward and then athletics had to act.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, we see, you know, in sports and in life, when you have a pattern of bad behavior, there tends to be a harsher punishment, or you're held to a different standard. I remember Vontaze Burfict for the Bengals would always wonder why he'd get 15-yard penalties. Well, because you do this crap all the time, and they're on the lookout for it. Michigan, the last, you know, 5 years or so, they have quite the reputation. Jim Harbaugh has a 10-year show cause penalty. They've had issues there. Connor Stallions, of course. Does the NCAA look at this? Or, like you said, did they do everything they were supposed to do? And it just was an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, the NCAA doesn't really look at campus issues, especially if they're not impacting the athletes or eligibility or anything like that. I hear you. And there have been a lot of issues at Michigan. You think about the highs of the championships and then all of the off-field crap. We could talk for an hour about it. I mean, I remember sitting in the office of Santa Ono, their former president, with Ward Manuel, their athletic director, talking about all the stuff that had happened. You know, and this wasn't even including Stallions. This is like the summer before that. And think about what's happened since then. So that is certainly troubling. If I'm a Michigan administrator, what is going on with this program so that there's so many embarrassing off-field issues and some NCAA issues? But this particular one is a personnel item. It's campus related. It's not team related, even though it obviously involves team officials.
Adam Rittenberg is discussing this Michigan situation with us here. And when you look at the short list of coaching candidates now, we discussed some of them yesterday on the show, but it was quick. We had the news break while we were doing the talk show. So do you think Ward Manuel makes the pick? And then who's maybe the short list in your mind right now?
Right. Well, I think Ward Manuel makes the pick, but I would be very concerned if I was a coach or a coach's team, agents and so forth, about whether he'll be the athletic director long term. Those are questions that I would want answered before.
What does the Louisiana governor have to say about any of this?
Yeah, exactly. See if Governor Whitmer jumps in at Michigan. It's really a big question because all these things that we're mentioning occurred under his watch. Now, he's also done some good things. He made a heck of a basketball hire, it looks like, in Dusty May. I think there's some real questions being asked at the Board of Regents and elsewhere in the university as to his fitness for this role going forward. So, but again, the timing is what it is. Are you going to hire an athletic director and a coach within the next 20 days? That's awfully difficult to do.
Let me ask you a question. If Kalen DeBoer in Alabama are first round and out, is that a logical landing spot for him?
Well, he's got to decide, hey, you know, ultimately it's not going to work for me here. Like, I'm a good coach. I'm a proven coach, but I don't really fit into this environment, and I certainly would fit better at the University of Michigan. You know, he got his first FBS job at Eastern Michigan just down the road. He has worked in the Big Ten in Indiana, and it's just a much different feel there, something that I think would suit him and his family maybe a little better than Alabama. But he's also at a great place. He's got a really good recruiting class. He's got a lot of resources, and he wouldn't have to move again. So those are things that he has to consider as well. But I think he's absolutely someone Michigan would have significant interest in, and likely would have, guys, if Jim Harbaugh had left earlier back in 2024. If Jim Harbaugh leaves for the Chargers 2 weeks earlier before everything happens with Nick Saban, I think Kalen DeBoer is potentially your Michigan coach right now.
I mean, and obviously that would be huge, right, Adam? If they could do that, because it feels with the cheating scandal, they got their national title, but they lost the game to Ohio State. This happens. Feels like this program, with everything that's centered on it, could be at a crossroads. And with recruits that could jump into the portal, you just don't know. And all eyes will be on them next year. And it's going to depend on if they can have a coach that stabilizes it.
And that's the key word, stabilizes. Yeah, you want to win, and I get it. Beating Ohio State's a big deal. I think for Ohio State, beating Michigan is a bigger deal. But it's a big deal. What you need at Michigan is stability and calmness. And certainly Kalen DeBoer, his personality exudes that and doesn't have anything in his past that I know of, and I've known him a long time, would be able to run the program with a kind of boring, steady hand. I think that's what Michigan needs right now after the last 5-6 years, and then certainly trying to compete nationally once again, which, you know, you talk to people around that program, I think even if they liked Sharon Moore, they were quite concerned as to whether he would ever get them to the level that Jim Harbaugh did as the head coach.
ESPN's Adam Rittenberg joins us. I know this is just, you know, we're cynical people and there's no right answer to this, but if Michigan is preparing for a playoff game, are we having this conversation? Do you think he still gets fired?
I do. I just think this is something that, again, as a university, you can't ignore, especially because it had been out there quite a bit. And if it's found later on that you had ignored it, then even more heads are going to roll. So, again, without knowing exactly the new information that came forward, but I just know that in these cases, for a university to go right to a for-cause firing and specify the reason, they feel very confident in what happened, and that they absolutely couldn't move forward with him as a head coach. So I understand that connection, but I think it's very difficult as a major public university to try to hope that nobody figures that out.
Adam, I promise that next week we'll talk some actual football. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He has been all over ESPN TV today.
I hope we can talk about football next week. But what if something else happens?
Taking some time with us. Well, that's true.
How do you know?
Think Matt Campbell.
What could happen next Tuesday?
I think Matt Campbell wishes he had a time machine. Maybe not. Maybe he likes that Penn State job better. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, it's hard for me to see that they can get saved by a Kalen DeBoer hire. How amazing would that be for them?
If he just fell right in his lap.
If that guy said, yes, that sounds like a fun time up in Ann Arbor right now. No way. I can't see it at this stage.
Can we do some Too Hot coming up?
Too Hot?
Too Hot Thursday. Teddy's just sitting over there doing nothing. Let's make him earn his check.
Twiddling his thumbs.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. There's also a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family-owned, honest, and pressure-free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com, your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Timmy, Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Happy Thursday. Please subscribe to the podcast, This Dumb Show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Hey, Chip Kelly has interviewed with Georgia Tech for their OC job.
Wow.
What is the matter with these guys? You've just been paid millions of dollars. You're 60 plus. You've done it, my friend. It hasn't worked. Go home now.
Honest to God, though, if he's interviewing at Georgia Tech, there's been no discussion about a quicksie comebacksie to Columbus. Brian Hartline's leaving. We know that.
I don't think
he's definitely leaving. He's interviewing at Georgia Tech.
I don't think Ryan
Tech.
Day wants to upset the apple cart. I think that.
Well, I mean,
you know, he's more than capable of taking care of the offense if he needs to. Him being Ryan Day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really something that he's done being the full on offensive coordinator.
No, I understand that, but look, Ryan Day has preached all season long, routine and consistency.
What do you think I'm talking about now? I'm talking about for a fresh start in 2026.
Oh, I thought you meant now.
Chip Kelly's interviewing to get the job at Georgia Tech.
Well, maybe Ryan doesn't want to entertain that now.
Right.
He doesn't want to talk about 2026.
It more surprises me that, again, I said my piece about this. I didn't understand it when it happened. For everything that Chip Kelly has had marginal success, some would probably deem it a failure with how hot he was going into the NFL, right? When he showed up with the Philadelphia Eagles and he brought his Oregon offense and, ooh, watch, I'm going to try to run 97 plays in this football game. Oh, that's a very quick three and out. You know, we had the ball for 19 seconds and now we're punting it. He had so much fanfare and
he was the highest paid coordinator in the league.
Well, when he became the head coach, I'm talking about. When he went from Oregon, when he went to the Eagles, then he had his shot there. It eventually fizzled out. He got another shot in the NFL with the Niners, and it was just marginal to not a whole lot of success
for
what was made up about him. And he had a great system. Give him his credit for what he did at Oregon. He helped move them along and set up some pieces. They were already kind of humming along before him. He kind of took it to a different level, everything but winning a national championship.
And as soon as the NCAA came sniffing around, he was gone.
Chip had issues with the NCAA at Oregon?
Chip had issues where he was...
Why am I thinking that's just Pete Carroll at USC?
He was paying for recruiting videos. Like a recruiting service that really didn't exist because the money was getting funneled to...
Was this seen as a big-time deal or kind of
It was a big deal.
It was a big-time deal?
It was a big deal.
Okay, then.
I mean,
move along to the NFL.
That's right.
I just don't get it. That was way back then. Fast forward, he already finished his time in the NFL. He already came back to college football, and it's the UCLA gig. God bless Bob Chesney from JMU that's taken that job. I don't know what ultimately you're going to be able to do there. That's a tough place in Big Ten country now. But you had the cushiest little thing. You're with your guy, Ryan Day. You're here 1 year. You win a national championship. You're going to make $3 million.
I understand.
Give it a few years. You're probably making $5 million as an OC.
He was making six as the Raiders OC.
You're not going to make that much, but you're going to get close right. as time goes on.
But you don't need the money at this point. I understand if you feel like you have some sort of unfinished business. I would have just, you know,
let's
been
finish
very
that
content,
at Georgia Tech.
Right? No. I mean, going to the NFL, and that's why you jumped there. Why you'd go back and start interviewing for Georgia Tech's offensive coordinator job, I have no idea.
I don't. I'd either wait for the calls if we're going to get a comeback to Ohio State situation. I don't think I'm entertaining step down gigs at the offensive coordinator position in college football.
It is too hot Thursday. It's too hot.
Too hot.
Sponsored by the cancer experts at Ohio Health. Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
Our fine producer, Panama Ted, scours the internet and this radio station for the best audio that we've never heard. He plays it, then we respond. Teddy? What do you want to start with today?
Well, Timmy hates when I start with T-Bone and Tyvus.
I don't hate when you... I just wondered. We've done like 19 of these, and every single one started with T-Bone and Tyvus.
Well, today...
I love them.
We're going to start with Bishop and Friends then.
Oh,
how about that?
You're switching up the order.
This is just a nice little fun cut here of them, all three of them. They're chatting about their favorite Christmas movies.
I can be swayed a lot of different ways on this, but I have to have Home Alone 1 and 2 and Christmas Vacation in there.
See, those are... So, I think Home Alone would be like in the... That's probably Kid. That's in the same place as like Buddy the Elf and the Grinch, like the live-action Grinch. And then Vacation is in the... Don't you think that's with like Four Christmases and Office Christmas Party and those? Christmas Vacation, there's only one spot that's a little dicey with young kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one spot where you kind of have to blow through. Other than that, it's totally fine. Some of those other ones are true-blown adult. What is your favorite one? So you go Home Alone, Bake?
I love Home Alone. Home Alone 1, yeah, Home Alone perfect. 2, those are both great to me.
They're both perfect.
I'll argue Home Alone 2 is better.
I can see it. I don't think so, but I can see it. They're both great.
All right, I want to unpack a couple things from
that.
First of all,
there's something that Bo said in there that got me.
Home Alone is not a kid's movie.
We discussed this.
All right, that's the beauty part of Home Alone is that it scratches that itch where you can enjoy that as a child, but you also appreciate it for its absurdity as an adult.
You can enjoy it together.
That's exactly
with
right.
your children and both find
I don't look
joy
at that
in it.
And just say that's a kid's movie. Second of all, what part are you skipping over in Christmas Vacation?
Are we talking about the Hallelujah Holy S? Where's the Tylenol?
We're skipping over that?
I'm making my kids watch that.
Or maybe the pool scene?
The pool scene?
Oh, the Melikaliki Maka?
Yeah. It's great. It cuts away.
There's no nudity in that.
It's not, but it's close, but
it
not nudity.
It cuts away. You can't even see the lines, Ted.
Well, I was just saying that I'm with you guys.
I'm not
but
skipping over that.
That and then the cursing
that.
Scene. Those are just the
no,
two. That's
come
it.
Come on, that's good old fashioned.
Kids need to see it.
Family entertainment, right
there.
They're
gonna sit there. You're gonna watch it. Let the boy watch.
So, what did Bo say? Did he have any opinion on what his favorite movie?
By the way, he likened Home Alone to the Grinch flick.
No,
Grinch is wrong. I don't like that Jim Carrey Grinch.
I'm not a big fan of it. I don't like the new commercials mm-hmm. they're doing with the
no.
Grinch. The Grinch guy they got is very creepy.
I don't like it either. It stinks.
No whales jumping out of the ocean. I'll tell you
no,
that.
No.
All right, more too hot. Stop it. And the Jackets have some friends out west. Details next. Joe West. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for some slowdown on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt from 315 to 71. We also have slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown from the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming. SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Beam. Jackets hosting the Senators at Nationwide Arena at 7 o'clock. You can listen to coverage right here on The Fan starting at 6:30. Former Michigan head football coach Jerome Moore, he remains in custody up in Michigan. And according to Washtenaw County officials, they do not expect the decision on the charges today, but are expecting him to appear in court for an arraignment hearing tomorrow. In college football, Tennessee officially made the hire of former Ohio State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles official. He's expected to make over $2 million annually down in Knoxville. And Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, he was officially named the AP's college football player of the season. He beat out Julian Sayin, Diego Pavia, and Jeremiah Love for the award. This one sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. As an approved expense for both HSA and FSA accounts, you can save up to 40% on your Awaken 180 program online at awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Oh, you know how you brought something up last hour? You said, I would never, why would anybody, any good clean boy or good clean man, you would never do what Sharon Moore did. That's disgusting. That's wrong. But if you were going to do that, he cheated on his wife with another white blonde woman.
She looks like the wife.
His wife.
That's stupid. That's a waste. You got to go Apo Taco.
There's another thing that's being alleged out there.
What?
It is Apo Taco.
What do you mean it's Apo
There's
Taco?
An OnlyFans model.
Oh, this is not the first time?
That's floating around out there.
Ooh,
that her name is Mia Sorti, whom Sharon follows on Instagram. She tweeted that she wasn't surprised about Moore's affair because he was all in my DMs trying to risk it all with an OF model.
Look
there
at
you
my
go.
Boobies, Jack.
All right, this is a New York Post article here.
All right.
I can click on that. It's a New York Post. Let's see. Oh, dear God. Whoa. Well, okay.
Dear God, bad?
No, dear God, good.
She's bad.
Right, the first one on Twitter was just a headshot.
Hold on, let me see.
This is, this says the all of Australia.
Right, let me tell you something.
Dear God.
I throw
your life away for her, huh?
I don't condone
any of
this. It's bad. But that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. As a matter of fact, I may slip into her DMs later.
Bye-bye, Gabby.
No, let's not talk crazy now.
Hello,
Gabby's
Mia.
An Olympian.
My God. She could be an Olympian.
Of what?
Put her on the bobsled team.
Mattress play?
Put her on the bobsled team.
I do. Actually, she's an OnlyFans.
I have strong thighs.
Maybe I'll subscribe.
I'm
looking for some content.
You're not going to. You can't do an OnlyFans account. You can't do that.
What do you mean I can't do it? How do you know that I don't already have one?
I just know you don't.
Maybe
you,
I got a lot of subscriptions to sucking toe videos.
Why should I pay when if I apply myself, maybe I can get it for free?
No, but the thing is, I can't get that. I'm a happily married man.
We're not talking about actually getting it. It's just a looking thing,
right?
Oh, so
you want to find images of her for free.
Well, I mean, maybe she does a good job of keeping it locked.
This poor girl. She's trying to make a living, and you're trying to circumvent the system.
Yeah. Those poor girls down there in the bop house, right? What did the one gal make? $95 million in the last 2 years? Sophia Rain, is that right?
What did she make?
$95 million.
Well, that's not
in 2 years.
What do they say on commercials? Results not typical.
And she claims that it's risque, but there's no nudes.
Well, that's just.
I don't believe that for a second. But that's what she says, and I've never been on the OnlyFans account, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know. It's a mystery.
You seem to protest a little bit too much.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not on there. I don't know. I don't know how it works. How's it work? I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm just saying.
You click on it?
If you're a good, clean boy, I can't be on OnlyFans.
What are you talking about if you're a good, clean boy? The smut that you send me on a daily basis? Are we going to pretend? What are we doing?
I'd like to at least keep the ruse going for a little bit longer.
There's no ruse. It's a Moulin Rouge.
I did want to visit there when I was in Paris. Had to just get a look at the whole thing.
The jackets.
Oh, the jackets. Let's talk about the jackets.
Jackets tonight. They're hosting Ottawa. Boone Jenner activated. That's good.
Yeah,
so 6:30 pregame coverage here on the Fan.
Get him in.
Tweeted this out. You know, I hate these maps and lists.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is the most popular Halloween candy in the state of Alaska.
No. Those don't work.
But apparently, they have gone across all 50 states, and they've looked to see the most viewed team pages, NHL.com team pages,
okay,
in every single state. Now, as you would expect, number one in the state of Ohio is the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's no other professional team in the state.
All right, that's good.
Right, you go up to Michigan, it's the Red Wings. Indiana, it's also the Red Wings. These are very regional specific. The entire New England region is Boston. Out west, you have Oregon. You'd think maybe it would be Seattle, but it's not. It's the Oilers. Avalanche have many states out west. Montana, Idaho, Colorado, Arizona.
There's no teams in a big area out there. It makes sense that all of those Midwestern states or the Rocky Mountain states would be Avalanche fans.
However, the Jackets are let's say fairly new. They're 25 years old, but they haven't had a ton of success. Who was it? Bill Simmons talked about how they're the most nondescript franchise, and we can get butthurt about that, or we can accept reality. But according to this map, the state of Wyoming, they're Blue Jackets country.
Wow.
I don't know.
And if, not the Avalanche.
Like, just some dudes from Ohio are using VPNs?
I think that's
bouncing off
you said it.
The Wyoming servers? Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But
I think you figured it out.
I find that hard to believe.
They're using the VPN for their OnlyFans and for the Jackets. So they can fool their wives. It's not here.
I don't know who did that. Just someone in Wyoming slipped into your DMs.
I mean, it would have made sense to not see the Jackets in any of the states. You know what I mean? Like, I could have totally understood that if Ohio had more Penguins hits. I could have understood that. I'm glad that we do have the Blue Jackets logo on the state of Ohio.
Penguins, not even number one in their own state.
Right. Flyers
are number one. Penguins are number one in West Virginia.
That's what I mean. I could have understood if the Penguins gobbled up a couple of the states and stole our state. I'm glad that they didn't. And I'm glad that we have Wyoming. You ever do a lot of banging in Wyoming?
I've been there.
I did a lot of driving through Wyoming.
I've been there. I've been to Jackson Hole.
Yeah, I never actually made it up to Jackson Hole.
Yeah, I did Jackson, but I was there in the summertime because we were visiting.
Okay. Snake River?
Why am I blanking on the actual name of the...
Grand Tetons?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, okay.
I just blanked on Yellowstone.
That's okay.
Teddy.
You were thinking of Jackson Hole.
Has it happened? Is it strokey time already?
It's getting there.
I told you. I'll let you know. We'll go out
back. How are you going to let me know? You're the king of stroke. You stroke out every day.
I didn't even remember the college basketball theme last week.
McDonald's.
In Lexington.
Want to do some too hot, Teddy?
Yeah, we can toss one in.
Come on.
All right. Here we go with T-Bone and Tyvus. Timmy wants me to play this one, so here we go.
Of course I do.
Right.
Twist it.
Now, they were chatting about how, and you guys would be familiar with this, kids not wanting to eat the dinner that's the adult dinner that's being prepared
not
for
Samantha,
everybody.
Not so, Mike's daughter.
So, oh, yeah, we do beat her pretty severely.
Right. Well,
it worked for eating.
All right, here we go.
Anytime, Ted.
You messed my life up. And this is sad because until I met you, I thought like a normal person.
Uh-huh.
But now sure you have completely ruined that. And I want you to know that.
How did I ruin it?
So last night, my wife made this pot roast, right? Mm-hmm. She did like a crock pot roast thing. So we eating it. And what we found out is the kids won't eat it. So me and her just ate it, right?
That's one of my favorite things. Is okay, when the kids
I can't
are like,
stand
we can't
it.
Well,
I can't stand it.
I used to be like that, where I would say, we're all eating this. We're not making special food. But now I look at it as like, great. We'll eat great. You guys can eat some dumb ramen noodles or Kraft mac and cheese like idiots.
Steve-O,
I'm going to eat what's good.
When I cook.
There's more of the good food for
when
me.
Listen, my wife is more lenient to me because when I cook, we eat it. Are you going to at least try it if I cook? You think I just stood over this stove and did all this for you not to eat this? No, you're going to eat it. So anyways, my wife, we ate the pot roast. They had, I don't even know what they had, cereal or something like that. Something crazy.
Tyvus, you stay strong, buddy. Don't let him do it because then it's a slippery slope. All right. Now, first of all, you got lots of kids. You and Bone, you got lots of kids. It's a little bit different than my situation. I have one kid.
Same
and
here.
It's not the same hectic household. If I had three voices yelling at me, I'd probably be a different parent.
You'd wear down.
I don't know.
And I don't.
But I'm not in that position.
I don't necessarily mind Bone's theory where there's like a second option and it's a cheap option. And if you're not going to eat the wonderful meal that we prepared, you want a SpaghettiOs or a cup of ramen?
We established this from day one. As soon as she was able to start eating solid food, we got two things on the menu. Two things are for dinner, what I make and hungry. You decide what you want. She always decides on the food that's on the table.
I'm a little bit hungry. I'm a little bit hungry tonight.
And then because she has to try these things that she normally wouldn't try, she grows to like them. And now, you know, it's her favorite stuff.
Yeah.
She doesn't complain anymore. I have no complaints.
We do too much snack time. That's our problem.
What do you mean too much snack
time? We do too much snack time. Jack won't eat at school. He won't take his lunch, and then he won't eat at school. So he comes home, and he's starving, and then he's stuffing his face, and then he's never hungry enough for dinner, and then we have so much leftovers.
Do you want me to come over and scream at this kid?
It's
less psychologically damaging if I do it.
And I try, and I lose every time. I eat all of my wonderful dinner, and I am happy and getting lots and lots fatter.
Well, you're not going to be happy because I have a story coming up next that's going to anger you.
Okay, anger away.
Well, I'm just saying that was the tease. And more Too Hot. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side after Miller Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 315. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Tybus.
Snitches might get stitches, but they do sometimes avoid federal prison for 65 years.
Why do 10 when you can tell on a friend?
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies, a couple of flurries, light winds, temperatures right around 30 degrees on this Thursday. Overnight, we'll drop back down to the mid-20s with some light snow, mainly south and west of Columbus. During the day Friday, mostly cloudy skies and temperatures back in the mid-30s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3 p.m. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I talked to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, the holidays are meant to be joyful, but if you're a man, I'm a man. Dealing with erectile dysfunction, the season of love and joy can be tough on you if ED is putting a strain on your relationship. This is the year to turn things around. Show your partner you care by giving the gift of treating your ED and restoring your relationship. And the good news is there's no, like, DoorDash involved in this.
Right? Oh, no, this is straight to consumer.
You just go see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They will take care of you because they have treatments that work when the pills or herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 20%, and some treatments, Timmy, can even have you last an hour or more.
Dear God!
Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
I wanted to say about the movies, we were talking about Christmas movies. I want to be very clear about my, like, trio. Well, I guess it's four. It's the two Home Alones. It's Christmas Vacation. It's the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. And they're all old now, too. That's the crazy thing. Christmas movies stand the test of time. That's what's fantastic about them. Every now and then a newer one comes along. Teddy and I, we do like Elf. We know you're not into Elf. That one's a little bit newer, and that one's going to stand the test of time. But those four, those are the ones that I have to have in my hopper. You got to do Santa Claus? With Tim Allen?
I like Santa Claus. It's not a yearly watch.
Really?
Yeah, but I do like it.
Samantha's not
seen it yet.
You show her the Santa Claus?
Well,
I bet she's going to be hooked. I bet she'll need to see it every single year.
We haven't shown her that movie because there's a specific reason why that I don't want to talk about on the radio.
I see.
But this year, we don't have that problem anymore, so I think we will be watching that
very
one.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good, no.
Very great.
Very, very great. Speaking of very great, what's this girl's name on the OnlyFans who's saying Sharon Moore was in her DMs?
Yeah, so there's an OnlyFans actress?
I don't think
model?
They're called actresses.
Mia Hamm. Why am I not finding her name right now?
I don't know.
It's Mia something and
thanks,
Sortie, okay? She's got 1.7 million followers.
1.7 million.
On Instagram. I can't.
How do you spell the last name?
Sortie. Sortie?
Mia.
Yeah, is it Sortie or
anyway,
Soretti?
She is just...
My God.
Smoking.
I don't... What do you call like that? I don't know.
I'm nervous. I don't know where this is going.
You should be nervous, but it's just like she's...
Spit it out.
I don't know what to say. It's like the Mons, whatever you call that spot under the belt buckle, but not like... All the way down?
The pelvic?
It's gigantic, but she's not big at all.
It's just defined.
Oh,
well,
it's very defined.
You get a good V shape.
She's just puffed up. It's like a... That's how I could describe it.
Tonight! Teddy.
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
You don't like the puffy
Mons Pelvis. You like that?
I don't know if I'm a big fan of that.
No?
Yeah.
What? If you took a look at her, you'd be a big fan of it.
Maybe she could convince me.
Yep.
Is that not a, was that not a proper description for you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Say yes
or
no.
You can just say her her stomach's hot. You can just say that.
That's not what I'm referring to.
Below the belly button?
Yeah.
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 All right, I got something for you. You ready?
So,
I got something for you.
That's my take.
Thanks. The NCAA has set an April deadline to determine if they want to expand the tournament for 2027.
Oh,
they talked about this.
I bet you they do.
Last year, they wound up punting on it and not doing it, but 76 teams is the target. And I believe that's just a stepping stone to get to 90 plus because that's what everybody says. Who wants expansion? The number they want to get
to. Why do we even have to discuss this if they're just going to do it anyway?
Well, we prevented it last year because we made a big stink about it.
It's not.
So if you continue to make a stink about it.
It's not going to work. They're going to do this in the end. Their goal.
That's a defeatist attitude.
Yes, it is. Sorry, I'm a little defeated, okay? Their goal is to ruin things for everybody else. That's what they want to do. They know that they don't have any control over college football anymore. That's the college football playoff, which, by the way, that's just going to expand. Do you think they're going to keep it at 16? Do you really think they're going to keep it at 16? Or are they going to taint it even more? Or just make it more difficult?
How are you going to logistically have it bigger than that?
It's going to be so difficult to win the thing. And I don't know if that gets a true test of the best team at that point. Speaking of football, if they go to 24 teams, you're going to have to get rid of conference championship games at that point. But the NCAA tournament, the thing, we've mentioned this before. It is rare. College football never had this. And so at least I give it to them where they had to start tinkering and start trying and going down the road with some of these playoff systems in the NCAA tournament. Since the mid-80s, they did their tinkering way back in the day, all right?
Too much of you saying tinker. All right?
Tinker toys?
That's what you call the area.
Tinkering and taint is what he was saying.
That you like. Tinker and taint?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wasn't that like a good double play combo back in the day?
Yeah, for the Tigers.
Oh, tinker and taint.
Tinker and Tate with a Deer Park double play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Don't mess it up. It's been perfect since the mid-80s.
Tinker to Taint to Mulva. That's a first baseman's Mulva.
That is a triple play in the World Series.
That's Mulva.
Mulva? Gipple?
Dolores!
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Too hot, Teddy.
All right, I want to follow up on the T-Bone and Tyvus conversation. They were, you know, talking about the kids not eating dinner. Well, they kind of had flipped that, and T-Bone's a big fan of this. You know, having, well, maybe he's not a big fan of this, but having dinner for breakfast. Well, you can have breakfast for dinner, but he wants, I think, dinner for
he's
breakfast.
He's always wanted to eat burgers in the morning.
Breakfast, that's what it is, yeah, yes. Yeah. All right, let's give a listen.
My wife was talking about today's dinner's plan. She said, you know what I want to do for dinner tomorrow, meaning today, is I want to have breakfast for dinner. So mm-hmm, when best. She said that,
the worst.
I immediately, the thing that first popped in my mind is, well, then I should get dinner for breakfast.
Yeah. See?
That's exactly right. I've helped. I've made a difference.
That T-Bone is disgusting. You got me thinking these disgusting thoughts.
My theory, for those who don't know, is I don't think, because I had to eat breakfast for dinner so many times, but my mom never was like, hey, good morning, here's a freshly made pizza. Hey, good morning, we have chicken tenders and french fries waiting for you for dinner for breakfast. No, we never had the opposite. It was only here is breakfast at dinner time when I never got the return. So, you know what, though? Now that we know there are a few restaurants around town that'll do a burger, as you found out, because you order them from time to time. You order yourself a cheeseburger in the morning, which I love because I told you that Burger King does that. And now I see you ordering burgers for breakfast, and I'm proud.
12 years I had to deal with that, man. 12 years I had to deal with him sitting next to me talking about how breakfast for dinner is bad.
I don't know how else to say this other than if you can't enjoy breakfast for dinner, but you're going to combat that with, we got to have dinner for breakfast. You're just a true psychopath.
That's childhood trauma.
You're demented if that's what you think needs to be happening. I'm not firing up a perfectly well-made pizza at 6:30 in the morning, 7 a.m.
Have you tried it?
I'm not going to.
Maybe you should try it.
I don't need it at that hour of the day.
You can reheat it in the microwave.
I don't like that.
I do cold pizza for breakfast.
No, I respect pizza too much to have it that way. Having it fresh, hot.
There's different...
Breakfast for dinner is an American classic. Stop it with dinner for breakfast. Nobody does that.
They do.
Tyvus
and T-Bone are ordering burgers in the morning.
YouTube chat, come to the rescue on this. There's probably a few of you, because I know some of y'all in the YouTube chat, you are our favorite kind of crazies. But you can't say that the number of people that are enjoying breakfast for dinner also need to be having dinner. You could have a steak and eggs, but yeah, that's a mixture of it. You've got to have the eggs with it. I'm not just eating steak and mashed potatoes or potatoes au gratin in the morning.
What about like Chick-fil-A?
Like a hash brown.
They just do like a fried chicken and a biscuit. How did that become breakfast?
That's got a fluffy, warm biscuit. That's a key. That's a breakfast elemental right there.
A biscuit can be eaten any time of day.
And a fried chicken sandwich has also doubled now as a breakfast sandwich. Bojangles.
I'm actually on your side. I don't know why you're arguing with me.
I'm not arguing with you.
I agree that breakfast for dinner is one of the great things that we have in society.
We just listened to the clip from T-Bone and Tyvus. I'm arguing with them. I'm not arguing with you.
You're arguing with everybody. That's your problem. All right, I got some NFL news for you in 2 minutes, I know. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's causing delay on South Hamilton Road at Harbor Boulevard. We also have a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 from 5th Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family owned, honest, and pressure free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com, your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Hey. You know what I have coming up in the 5 o'clock hour? I forgot to preview this. I have, if you missed it the last 2 days, I got more. Bob Dylan tickets to give away. 5 o'clock hour. Be listening to win.
Is the song still on in the background?
The Ballad for JFK?
The Ballad of JFK?
No.
It ended, huh?
What's your favorite Bob Dylan song?
I need some help. I'm not good with the song names.
Tangled Up in Blue is my favorite.
How does that one go? Sing that one for me.
I'm not singing it.
What are you talking about?
Tangled Up in Blue! Because I can't do...
That's all I want you to do. You'd make me do it.
I can't do Bob Dylan. I will not disrespect him.
You can do the spoken word, Bob Dylan. What's his most famous song? Like, what are his most famous... I know he's one of the most famous musicians of all time.
And I got some NFL stuff for
you. End of the Line? That's a Traveling Wilburys, right?
Yep. Not him at all.
No, I don't know why that came up under Bob Dylan.
It's a good song.
Sure.
He's on it. Great song. NFL news for you. You ready?
Let's go.
What's the one I had? Man, this is really good.
Can't name a Bob Dylan song. I got Candle in the Wind by Bob Dylan here.
No. Candle in the Wind's Elton John.
I know. I said that on purpose.
NFL teams were informed in a memo yesterday that the collective bargaining agreement between the league and NFL Referees Association expires at the end of May, making this current season the final one of the existing agreement. Apparently, they want to make some changes to how they use the officials. Among the changes the league is bargaining for, rewarding performance so that only high-performing game officials share in the year-end bonus period.
Good.
I didn't realize they didn't have that. More flexibility in postseason assignments. The current CBA weighs seniority as a factor in determining postseason assignments. The league believes the best-performing officials should be on the field during the postseason.
What a shocker.
That's called common sense.
Wow.
I'm also surprised that one's not in there. A longer probationary period to assess new officials and to gain flexibility in removing those who are underperforming. Again, you get fired if you're bad. Increased training and development for probationary and low-performing officials. Shortening the dead period when the league cannot contact the officials. What are these guys, recruits? Which currently lasts from the Super Bowl until May 15th. Creating a practice squad.
My goodness.
The league says it's considering increasing the number of game officials to develop a deeper bench. Again, what year am I in? This sounds like something that would have been done in 1970.
It's about 60 years late for how they operate. And
these are perfectly sane things to ask.
Are officials still, do they still hold other jobs?
Yes, that's why they can't contact them, because they're technically part-time employees, which, again, is ridiculous.
What are their salaries beefed up to right now?
I don't know.
They got to make really, really good money. You're officiating in the National Football League. I think that's enough. And if they got to, like, fork up a little bit more.
What do you think a line judge quality, is pulling down?
Okay, line judge? I mean, I'm sure it's contract pay,
it's,
too.
It's per a part-time. Game. Is
yeah.
It?
I would think it's a per-game pay.
I'm going to say for the entire season, line judge, $65,000. It's probably not as much as you think.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Now, the head official.
I was going to say, like, $5,000 for a game.
Head official's probably making $200,000.
Yeah.
For the season.
Yeah, I was going to go a little bit more on a line judge. You're right. Head official has to make a ton of money.
My research is saying that they make anywhere between $100,000 to $250,000.
Okay.
But then there's bonuses pretty on close. Top of that.
Okay.
Okay. What, bonuses for being one of the best referees?
Yes.
Do you get a bonus? I know this is not the NFL, but do you get a bonus if you never call a holding penalty on the Buckeye defensive line?
Yes.
You get bonuses for that?
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously, yeah. I know that's the typical, like, oh, we're homers and we're whining about calls that we don't get. But you can't honestly tell me that you don't have a Buckeye defender getting held every damn play.
Oh.
And some of the times, it's blatant. What do you need to see?
Kenyatta Jackson? Just look at him. I don't know why I sounded like Christopher Lloyd right there. Kenyatta Jackson, the actor? Take a look at him in that Indiana film. It's not just the one where he's getting hooked on the key third down play. It's happening a lot. And I will say there were some missed holds on Ohio State on some of Indiana's defensive linemen, too, in that particular game.
We were getting
messed up in that game.
We had to hold them because we sucked.
We weren't any good in that game.
They couldn't block.
Although, it'll be another story as we go into the playoff. Gabe Van Sickle was playing a lot better than Tegra Shabola. You take a look at right guard and that whole entire right side of the offensive line. How are they going to bounce back and play?
It was more than just the right side of the offensive line. It's more than just right guard. The NFL's investment in flag football is continuing with the announcement today that the league owners have voted to launch and financially support a professional flag football league. The league will invest up to $32 million or $1 million per NFL team in getting the league up and running. The NFL's announcement indicated there would be both a men's and women's league. Look, flag football is going to be an Olympic sport in 2028. The NFL's been high on flag football for a long time. It's not going anywhere. They're going to continue to pump money into it. You're going to see it more and more at the youth level. I don't necessarily have a...
It's been at the youth level. Every mom and dad has had boys and girls going through flag football forever here. But
that's not, you know what I mean.
I know, but who's, I don't know about this. I really don't. I obviously see how much money they're throwing into it and the NFL is getting involved. Then it means something.
Absolutely,
it does. Are you itching to watch this?
No.
Flag football on TV. I get enough of my football itch scratched by the NFL and by college football. We keep trying to do this with Teddy's favorite league.
The natural progression of society is that one day, probably pretty soon for us, we're going to be deemed useless. We're going to look at the world and we're going to say, I don't know if I belong here.
Yeah.
Because nothing here makes sense. And that's okay.
I do understand that part of it.
It's not supposed to. We age out. You know, people talk about, I want to live forever. No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. You know, there will be a time where maybe you and I are, you know, 80 years old and flag football's the new thing.
I got to tell
you. And you're getting 30 million viewers a week for flag football.
I hear everything you're saying, and I know how somebody can just pop up on YouTube and rip cards open, and they can get, you know, 100,000
exactly
views
right.
on that video because they're targeting a certain audience
it's not
that
for
wants
me.
That.
It's never going to be for me, but they've made quite the thing out of it.
But it's got to be for enough people if you're going to put it on networks. We're not to the point yet where we have networks that are showing card rippers because the card and the memorabilia
hobby has gotten
that hot. I don't know if it will or if it's going to sort of level off right where it is. But again, it's just another form of football. Have we not done this song and dance time and time and time again? You got to go all the way back to Norm's Espy's joke when Ted Turner and whatever league they were starting up there. We don't know much about this league, but what we do know is it will suck. The USFL, who's watching it besides Teddy?
He's not watching it. It's not the USFL, it's the UFL.
Cardale Jones didn't even know what he was doing at the press conference.
Teddy's wearing his Columbus Aviators gear right now. Is there gear you can buy, Teddy?
Yeah, you can get some now.
Get you some.
Did you?
I have not yet. I was waiting because
they didn't have a lot of stuff
out yet, and I wanted to wait till they got more merch out there. Mm-hmm.
What's the logo like? Was it
plane?
Just airplane?
It's like
kind of like a stock image.
It's just got
a Delta plane.
It's got an A.
Got an A. Times New Roman A.
You got the B, the C.
Yeah, it's got to be Times New Roman.
The D.
That's the biggest.
Thanks, Ted.
Back to you.
Is that a real story with the font? Or is that a parody story?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know.
Okay.
All
right, more Too Hot Thursday coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left lane and causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side after Miller Avenue. And there's a 10-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ah, Sunday, a day of rest, relaxation, and Browns football. Catch the Brownies as they battle the Bears in the Windy City.
Live fan coverage starts Sunday at 11 with the Kick at 1.
Your radio home of the Browns, the Fan.
I once read a story.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good, Mike. Thanks, Teddy. It's too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy, I feel like we've neglected you.
I have been.
Okay, well, we're going to...
It's like how we do it every single Thursday.
The entire segment now is devoted to you. So Teddy finds audio for us, he plays it, we respond to it, and that audio is just simply too hot.
Too hot! All right, first off, Rothman and Ice, I think they've been neglected during the show here today.
I'm sorry.
So let's get to them. Now, Rhyme Time was filling in for Cole this week, and they have a segment on there where they take calls. I don't know if you've heard that.
I don't think I've heard that yet.
Yes,
when did this begin?
I think it's been a few weeks now.
2 years ago.
No, it's been recently.
Okay, I thought so.
We do have a show on Sunday mornings, though, that they take calls.
I'm aware.
Okay. But this is just a segment they do, and it's a lot of work for the producer because they got to sit there, try to screen calls, and then get them on, and a lot of things going on. And Rhyme Time's not used to doing that, right? He's filling in, and he's screening these calls. So just give a little listen here. You'll start to hear a caller on the air first, and then you might hear something in the background. All right, here we go.
Super Bowl champ.
There you go.
Cleveland Browns. Let's go.
Print this is Rhyme Time. Who am I talking to?
Print this shirt. Rhyme Time. You got to turn your mic off.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was the funniest thing that happened. So I told you your head was going to spin.
Oh,
so
man.
We're listening to our boy Danny Dimes from Delaware, and you're talking to the caller. And you're like, hello, this is the Fan. I'm Ryan. Why don't you just tell me what you'd like to say to the guys?
Here's the thing, though, AR. I thought maybe this was a bit that TLC.
No, no.
Well, here's the thing. I thought maybe TLC told
him better than
that I keep my mic on for the whole show. So you do the same thing. So I didn't know if it was a bit or not.
I know. I'm sweating now.
I knew it wasn't because
you're good, man.
You know, I've always nicknamed it open mic night over there because we can hear him sneezing, coughing, eating, choking,
laughing,
whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
And talking to whoever. And so, all right, you're good. Hey, listen, that's one strike. You're behind in the count. It's no big deal.
See, now back when I was banging, we used to have three producers for one show. There was a producer that just ran the board.
Sure.
That's their entire job, running the board. There was a producer that only worked the phones. And then the executive producer, the main producer, was like the liaison between the host and the producer.
They'd come booking guests.
They'd come in and hand
sound
printed
elements.
Out stories and, hey, you're going to have this guy coming up next, this guest, and here's his bio, stuff like that.
Can you imagine going back to those days?
No.
When you had that many people working?
I would welcome it.
This would be morning drive, afternoon drive. Not every single show around the dial would have that many people working, but I remember like you when I started, and I started a little bit later than you did in Kansas City. We had three full-timers and then an intern on a morning drive show. It was a solo hosted show, and then there were three people in that booth, and then me, I would be someone out there cutting audio for them or doing whatever the hell they asked me to.
A lot of jobs are like this now, but especially in media, you have consolidation. Like Nicole Sharon, we talk about her all the time. She's on camera. She's an on-camera personality for Channel 10. But she's carrying her own equipment. She's setting up her own camera. She does the on-air stuff. Then she comes back here, edits her own story, produces essentially her own stuff. Back in the day, that was unheard of. Dom Tiberi would take his microphone. He had a camera person with him. He'd go out there, hey, I'm Dom Tiberi for Channel 10. And then his part would be over. They would have people that would cut it up and produce it and edit it.
He's only
and
the
that's
guy
the
on
end
cam.
Of that, right? But now you have to do it all. That's part of the gig.
It's just the way of the world right now. I mean,
so Rhyme Time's head was probably spinning.
Sure. You got a lot to do back there. I can't tell you how many years it's been where it's been down to one human being per show that's a full timer, And I don't even know what the deal is with our internship program. We clearly don't have them at the moment. If anybody is looking to get in, I'm not sure when that's coming back around again or when that's going to be available for credit, what the issue is there. But we're always looking for the next great person.
Look, there's many reasons why I hated being the boss. There was a period of time where I was the boss here, and I was a bad boss. Number one, because I didn't want to work with shows that weren't necessarily me.
Well, it's hard. That's a hard spot to be in, where you're the lead afternoon drive host, and you have some element of program director position.
But I was always frustrated because I would go to the bigger boss. See, I would see all the financials. All right, we're making money. Good. If we do this, we can make more money. Then you run it up the flagpole. Like, hey, and I always wanted to hire more people.
Yeah.
We hire more people, we can make X amount more dollars. No, we can't hire more people. Yes, but if you let me hire more people,
we'll make this much
more. We're going to make more. Yeah, but, you know, ownership's never going to let us hire more people. If we're going to make more money, let me hire more people.
We need to have more local shows.
But it was always
that's
just
what we need to do. More inventory. Keep all of our stuff in-house.
Can you get this one person to do four people's job? And it's like, yeah, I can, but it's not going to be as good. Well, that's okay. But then they wonder why you don't make as much money. Well, because the product has suffered. That's why.
Yeah, a lot of this is, I don't know where the dust settles on the industry. And I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts about that too, about getting taxed or getting burnt out too quickly for younger people in the biz that realize how little you will make and then how much you are going to work. Is that drive, is that passion, the allure? Because clearly there are still spots where if you strike the right chord, if you have the right stuff to bring to the table, if your personality is strong enough, you can make transcendent cash. Like, it is,
well,
it is there.
I don't know about transcendent cash.
I don't know in the local markets. It depends on your definition of transcendent. You can make a very, very good living still in local markets if you do it the right way. And you can then go beyond that and make transcendent cash. There's plenty of people in sports media that are pulling down big major
bucks.
It's
like saying, you shoot baskets long enough and you'll become Michael Jordan. It's like, yeah, I know how much money Stephen A. Smith makes, but the reality is, you know, it's not the paying job that it used to be.
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, it's for me and you. I mean, what are we?
I mean, it is for you.
We're wiping our asses with 50 to over here. Right, Teddy?
I'm more like 10.
Definitely.
You're hundreds. I'm like 20s.
I mean, Teddy's got a lot of jobs to do. He's answering phones. He's running the board. He's wiping my ass. Lots of stuff.
I'm still the new guy compared to you two. I've like barely been here.
Seems like a long time.
Seems much longer than that.
That's why I love you, Teddy. Uh-huh.
Seems like a long time. I heard about something today. It's called the Positivity Rabbit. Have you heard of this?
I think I heard about
Positivity Rabbit. It sounds like something they sell at the Lion's Den, but it's not.
It's not a rabbit's foot, is it?
I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, rabbit's foot.
Coming up next.
Mission Impossible.
Huh?
Is it like a bomb?
Yeah.
What?
Is that in the new one?
Who you with?
Don't worry about it.
You don't like Tom Cruise. Don't worry about it.
You don't like Tom. You stay away.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. We also have a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Gender Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat.
She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Beam, former Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore. He remains in custody up in Michigan. According to Washtenaw County officials, they do not expect a decision to the charges today. They are expecting him to appear in court for an arraignment hearing tomorrow. Staying in college football, Tennessee officially made the hire of former Ohio State football defensive coordinator Jim Knowles. He's expected to make over $2 million annually down in Knoxville. That's what we thought of Jim Knowles when he went to Penn State, too, by the way. Jackets hosting the Senators tonight at Nationwide Arena at 7 o'clock. You can listen to that coverage starting right here on the Fan at 6:30. And in the NFL, Philip Rivers, he's apparently on track to be named the starter for the Colts against the Seahawks. He has not played in an NFL game since the 2020 season. This one is sponsored by Green & Sons. Family-owned and operated for over 45 years. Find your next Kubota tractor at Green & Sons, located in Mount Sterling and north of Marysville in Raymond. Breaking sports news, what it happens right here on your poo-poo pee-pee destination, The Fan.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Dear God. Beam, you get a little excited doing those updates. 5 o'clock update. It's a good time.
Give me a...
Give me
a number.
No. Number three, Maurice Claret.
Shut up. Who's number three?
Who's three again?
Who's again?
Huh?
Babe Ruth?
Three.
All right. Call number three, 614-821-9710. Gets two tickets to see Bob Dylan at the Palace Theater on Thursday, April 9th. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 12th. Hey, that's tomorrow.
There's a good Bob Dylan song.
At 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. Yes, this is a good one.
That's got to be the most famous one, right?
It's only 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
So?
No, I'm just saying he's got the 17-minute opus.
Yes.
For JFK.
I'm not putting JFK in the same stratosphere as that.
No?
His old blowing in the wind. Mm. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Joe Buck gets the Frick Award, just like his dad. So he's going to be inducted into Cooperstown. So congratulations to Joe Buck.
It's well deserved. It's a high honor. Father-son in that group now.
Good broadcaster.
The Frick Award. Like the Joe Pesci Award?
You know, speaking of good, clean broadcasters, Frick. I was talking to Tyler Danberg.
Sure, yeah.
Who is the Ohio State women's basketball voice.
Yes. Call him an Ohio State broadcaster.
Okay, I'm just trying to tell people what's up.
And he does sideline for the football broadcast.
He's preparing for a broadcast right now. The women have a game tonight against... I don't know who they're playing, but they're playing somebody.
I'm skipping a jump.
But he was telling us about his grandfather and how his grandfather
Rick with a K,
Rick Danberg, like Rick Smith,
R-I-K Danberg,
was in bands with legendary rock figures.
Legends. Ridiculous, right? Just sort of like having a off-the-cuff music conversation. No wonder this guy is just encyclopedic and loves like the old soul type of music. His favorite band is Chicago. So his grandfather, Rick, who's still banging and loves to sing and play some instruments still, he was in a band with one of the founding members of the Eagles when he was growing up in Gainesville, Florida, Don Felder, who pop on my favorite video that's remastered and it's a beautiful sound is of Hotel California. It's actually a show at the Capitol Center where I grew up going to Wizards and Bullets and Wizards games and Capitals games.
Right. No, let me tell you something.
And Don Felder's the one playing the double guitar, face to face with Joe Walsh as they harmonize one of the greatest guitar riffs of all time.
I was actually listening to it the other day. You put on Hotel California on my stereo in the basement.
Gotta be good.
You want to talk about the cure for ED.
Are you on vinyl with that or just CDs?
No, I'm not on vinyl CD? With that. Don't even get me started on vinyl.
All right. All right.
All right, Johnny. You know that. So why are you setting me up with that?
I didn't know that.
You did know it.
I figured you might have had a
record player.
When are
you going to be a grown up and get yourself a stereo?
Soon.
Soon. Seriously, grow up. What are you doing here? You're a man in your 40s with a family?
I'm sorry, okay?
Get a hi-fi.
I'm locked into this house. I don't have a great place for it right now.
Stop it now. Everybody's got a great place for a little stereo.
Would you come to my house?
Of course I'll come to your house.
Scout it out.
You give
tell me the best place for it.
Give me a budget because we can go anywhere from... You know, $100 to
$1,500.
$3 million.
No, I can't go $3 million. I can't go $10,000 or whatever either on a stereo.
You're gonna give me $1,500 speakers and an amp and
That can't be done.
I mean, it can.
A receiver and a nice speaker. Not speaker. I want one speaker.
One speaker. I want it in mono.
I want one speaker. I just want the sound bar right in the middle.
Teddy.
That can't be done.
You're going to grow up and get yourself a stereo too?
No, I don't need it.
You're 100 years old.
Why do I need a stereo?
Why don't you? You don't like to just sit down and listen to music?
No, never. Only time I listen to music is sometimes in my car.
What music do you listen to? I know you like the hair bands, right?
I'll listen to the 80s? Some of that or some of the 90s, you know, grunge music as well.
Is The Crew your favorite band of all time?
Probably it is. I like the Crew. Foo Fighters.
You like Foo Fighters?
And Stone Temple Pilots. Those are like my top three.
We got some shared interest. I'm a big fan of Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters.
Teddy, on my wall in the basement, I have a Foo Fighters autographed guitar.
Wow.
You ever get it down and play it?
It's not
for playing, no. I have guitars for playing badly, but they're not the autographed ones.
Oh, okay.
No.
Who's it autographed by? The whole band? Just Dave?
Dave or everybody?
No, it's the whole band.
Pat
on there?
Pat Smear.
My guy Pat?
Yep. Taylor? Taylor Hawkins?
Taylor's on there.
Signature's on there?
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I got myself a Foo Fighters. I got myself a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers guitar. I got myself a Bon Jovi guitar. Got myself an Ed Roland from Collective Soul.
Oh, man. You just
guitar.
All the favorites. All the favorites.
What else do I have?
You know, an underrated show that I saw, I actually saw the show with my parents, and it was Tom Petty, because I'm a little bit like Tyler in that I was always sort of gravitating towards the music that my dad was listening to when we were growing up. So I had a lot of that classic rock bug.
I think a lot of people listen to what their dad follows.
That's pretty normal, but I don't know. My son's not really going that route. He's kind of going his own way with music taste. He listens to a lot of rap right now.
All right,
so that's where he is. But we still kind of blend. We became fans of 21 Pilots, started taking him to some of the shows, the Columbus artists here.
So we meet
meet somewhere in the middle, and we find some of the alternative, like some of the alt-rock music, newer stuff that we can
That's the way I am with my dad, too. My dad doesn't like half the stuff that I like, but we meet in the middle.
Because the rap that I listen to is the OG stuff. It's like Tupac, it's Eminem, it's that stuff, it's Snoop Dogg. Dr. Dre, turn of the century. He's not really in on that. He's in on the stuff that's like 2015 later. But either way, the show that I went to was Tom Petty and Jackson Browne opened for him. It was a fantastic show.
What year was this?
Tom Petty, do you remember the album that he came out with later in the game? They were still putting out new music. It was probably like 2000.
Tom Petty never stopped putting out new music.
Yeah, he never stopped. It's not like Billy Joel where he just cut it in 1994 or whatever with River of Dreams. This would have been an album that came out in like 2004-ish because I was still living in Utah at the time.
2004.
I was at least back there on a break. And it was at the Delta Center. But the best part, I thought Jackson Browne, he was actually the reason I wanted to go to the show because I liked listening to a lot of his songs. Who doesn't like Tom Petty? Tom Petty has all the hits in the world. That was going to scratch the
2004,
itch.
Is that Last DJ?
That's it. Yeah, that's good. That rings a bell. It was definitely the Last DJ
tour. Tom Petty, Last DJ, very good album. The theme of the album is all about corporate greed and how, you know, these sellouts and corporate fat cats and how he's never going to do anything like that. And I'd like to point out that if you go on his official website right now, you can buy a Tom Petty scented candle because his estate run by Mike Campbell will sell you anything you want. If you want a Tom Petty Dildaroon, I'm sure they will have one for you.
Monogram
to purchase. I don't know.
It's got his signature written up the side.
What was I going to say to you? I had something to say.
We better think
this
about
a story
it.
Story of my
it,
life.
Tease it ahead.
Do you have any Pearl Jam like guitars or anything like that?
I know you're a
big fan of Pearl Jam, which I am as well.
I don't have any Pearl Jam guitars.
Do you have any Pearl Jam memorabilia down there?
No.
Anything signed or anything like that?
That's surprising. I have some like little decor. Like I have there's this guy who takes vinyl records and he will
Turn them into art.
Make designs out of them, turn them into art. Yes.
Yeah,
so I have a Pearl Jam like art record thing.
I've seen a few of those. We actually got our mother-in-law. She is a big Queen fan.
I like Queen.
Who doesn't like Queen?
People don't like Queen.
Love the Queen.
Oh yes! Mamma mia, here we go.
There's a bit, right?
What's your favorite song from their 21-minute show, the famous show they did? I always forget if it was a Live Aid. Live Aid, yeah.
It was my favorite song?
Yeah.
I don't know. From that? I don't remember what they played. What'd they play?
Well, he starts off on the piano with Rhapsody.
He doesn't finish Rhapsody.
He just gives
a little piano.
Right,
and then,
he does that part. And then I think they go into a great rendition of Hammer to Fall, which I think is a very underrated song of theirs.
Very good song.
That's probably my favorite. They did Radio Gaga.
Because
next.
that was their hit of the day.
Might have done Radio Gaga into Hammer to Fall. But anyway, that's my favorite of that set.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think we will rock you. Any listeners left?
No.
Is there anybody here?
No.
Hello. Hello out there.
Hey, this guy's just mentioning bands.
Hey,
the guy plays has a guitar and play.
More Too Hot Thursday. And Mikey Go Pee-Pee coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on that west side before 270. Police are on scene, causing stop-and-go traffic from Hilliard Rome Road. And there's a 15-minute holdup on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from 670 to 161. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family-owned, honest, and pressure-free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com, your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies, a couple of flurries, and a bit of a breeze on this Thursday. Temperatures right around 30, down to the mid-20s by morning with mostly cloudy skies and a couple of light snow showers south and west. They'll be gone early in the day. Through the day on Friday, with temperatures back in the mid-30s with mostly cloudy skies. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3 p.m. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want you to do me a favor because it's the end of the year. It's already getting very, very busy and the weather's rolling in too. So when you get to your driveway, when you go inside, make sure you commandeer the big screen and you turn our show on YouTube when you do that. But before you do, look at that roof. Look at the roof that sits atop your house. Do you have any confidence in that roof at all? Does it look like it's going to cave in one spot? Have you been putting it off? If that's a problem for you, please call my friends at Victor's Home Solutions. They will help you. They're experts. They're roofers. That's what they do. They're the best around, too. You start by getting your 21-point roof inspection. It is free. There's not even a need to think about it. Just do it. It's totally free. There's no risk at all with that. And call them at 866-VICTORS or just go online to victors.com. They'll tell you everything you need to know. They'll give you the most thorough inspection you've ever had, and they'll tell you if you need repairs or if you should go the full-on replacement. If you do, they'll offer you an industry-best 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. Dear God, you're covered 100%. Check them out, victors.com.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
And?
T-Bone and Tyvis will get you started at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They do a segment at 8:15 called Morning Breath.
What is that one?
I don't know.
I'm sure I've heard it.
I'm going to listen at 8:15 because I forget what it is, but I'm sure it's fantastic. Noon tomorrow, Rothman and Ice, they will talk to Field Yates from ESPN at 12:30. I assume he's going to talk about the ongoing saga.
Yes.
Over at Michigan. And yeah. On this show tomorrow, it is Go to Jail Friday. Also, you're not here tomorrow, so it's going to be me and Jen Winters.
Oh,
you never know what she's going to say.
F-bomb Jen on a Friday when the beverage cart is rolling around.
Maybe something naughty.
What time of year are we? Are we getting to that time here, second week of December? Christmas parties start to take over the world, don't they?
I don't year-end parties, any
companies.
Free weekends now between now and the end of the year.
It's all gobbled up
and
with family
anything,
functions.
It's not
and
anything I scheduled, homies. I mean, that's the wife. So man. I got stuff every weekend. I think this weekend it's
not many
we got to go over
left,
for gingerbread houses and cookies.
You doing it like the conservatory? We used to do that when Jack was younger. Haven't in a minute. They had a nice little Mrs. Claus. They had a nice new barn that was, it's not a barn. It's a nice building that's next to the conservatory. They'd set the workshop up, get the tables out for all the kiddies.
Not doing that.
She'd come around
she's
and check
old,
on
she's
it.
She's too old for that crap now.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
We're taking it to the Christmas strip club now. She's older.
That's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
8 years old,
yep,
it's gingerbread houses. 9 years old, we're going to Chippendales in Vegas.
That's exactly right.
Not Chippendales. What's the Vegas thing they have that's like
they have
really?
There.
Yeah, but they got another thing. Thunder Down Under. That's the big thing.
Candy's Cane.
Candy's Cane.
The Candyman can. No, actually, the good thing about the cookie and gingerbread thing is I don't have to do anything with that. The girls go away. They're going to leave me in the house. On Saturday.
So you don't have anything set up for that day.
But what I mean is we can't make plans together as a family because there's something else going on.
Well, being at home by yourself is about the best plan in the world.
I don't know what to tell you, Timmy. I enjoy
is
my family.
Not?
I like spending time with my family.
Don't give me that.
You know, I don't wait at the door for them to leave like
don't.
You.
Do that. Don't gaslight me on the family situation.
I don't have hookers hanging out on the corner waiting for the taillights to fade.
Don't you make me out to be Sharon. I'm not that way.
I'm not Sharon.
I'm not doing that. That's bad, bad, bad. Bad man. Bad man.
Teddy, can we do some two hots, please?
Two hot.
We could.
How many more do you have?
I got lots.
Okay, come on.
Before you play it, where do you think... Just a second. Where do you think Sharon's next job is going to be? Just any kind of job.
High school.
You think it'll be high school?
High school.
Nah. Yeah. High school head coach or like volunteer?
Volunteer.
Yeah.
He's got to
pick it back up as a volunteer.
That's a good,
guess.
I'd say that if he was just fired for the hibbity-dibbity, you know, he'd wind up at one of these smaller schools, work his way up. Because we've seen guys have sexual scandals. And I mean, Hugh Freeze is one of those guys. He had hookers that he was calling in the office.
Where'd John L. Smith wind up? He wound up somewhere weird, right? Like in
Arkansas,
Durango,
State?
Colorado, near where City Slickers was filmed.
Small school. Then he ended up finally at Arkansas, I think it was, right?
Did I swear he was at
interim thing there.
I swear he was at somewhere in southwestern Colorado.
Yeah.
And he was making like $60,000 a year. His salary went public. And he said,
he was having his wages garnished by the government.
Yeah. He had some financial issues too. Yeah. He was basically bankrupt.
Too hot.
That's a good guess, though.
I say he works with the Chargers. Hardball takes him back.
He's going to be an analyst for the Chargers.
All right. Now, this is one of my favorite pieces of audio, and I have to give credit to my guy, Ryan Baker. He mentioned this to me that we had this available. And this is Coach O. He was on Bussin' with the Boys, and he was talking about the story about recruiting Joe Burrow when he was at Ohio State and mentioned that he was transferring. He was leaving. So here we go.
And Joe goes, well, I'm going home, and I'm not going to talk to anybody till Thursday. Now, you think my ass is going to wait till Thursday? No way. So, they leave. So, we have a little vote. All the coaches, why we have fun with it. Where's Joe going? Cincinnati. My ass is going to Cincinnati. We're going to find a way, boys. So, on this trip, I made good friends with his brother, Dan. Now, Dan is very talkative. Joe is not. So, I said, Derek, call Dan. Dan, where you think Joe ought to go? Well, coach, it's his decision. Dan, shut that up. Dan, nothing wrong with Cincinnati. Dan, Cincinnati or LSU? Dan, he's going to win the Heisman here. He could be a first-round draft. We're going in there. I know, coach. But it's his. I said, bullshit, Dan. I said, Dan, do you love your brother? He goes, yes, I do. I said, how much? A bunch. I said, Dan, take your hands and put it down your pants, son. I said, squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two. He said, coach, I'm squeezing. Squeeze harder. I'm squeezing. Now, Dan, if you got two, you're going to call your brother, and you're going to tell him to come to LSU. I mean, I think he actually was squeezing them, right? You got two, right?
Yeah.
Let's go, babe. Out the blue. Hit a call. Joe Burrow. He goes, coach, I won't be a tire. What? Yes, baby. Here we go, man. Here we go.
How have I never heard that before? When was this? When was he on this show?
I believe this was recently.
This week, we gave some comments from the interview, and we didn't play the audio.
My God, that's just fantastic.
Can we get him here to the fan?
That's just
fantastic. We need an hour with him.
Oh, my God. Yes, will he come to the studio?
Look, that guy.
Good God.
Reach down
in your pants. Tell me if you're
the dumbest piece of crap in the world.
I don't care.
But between him and Les Miles, LSU has had the most entertaining head coaches of all time.
Oh, my
God. Of all time. That's Teddy, I have no notes. I have nothing to say.
He told a great story, and he did it in his Coach O flair.
I have nothing to say.
No, there's no notes on that. It's one of the best stories I've heard.
Give me another one, Teddy.
All right. As you guys know, we got a new microwave this week.
Microwave sucks.
Thanks to Common Man here. He got it done.
No, I said we need a new microwave. I didn't say we needed a new Easy Bake Oven.
He set it up to Max, then Max bought the cheapest piece of crap money could buy that got here the very next day.
Well, and Bishop and Friends, they had a conversation about the new microwave. Here we go.
Out here in our cubicles, we have a microwave, and we literally had maybe the world's largest microwave, but it was starting to go, so they bought a new microwave. We went from the world's biggest microwave to, I'm pretty sure, the world's smallest microwave. Like, I don't even know if you can get a bowl in that thing. It literally looks like an Easy Bake Oven.
Man,
it is
fish
so
was
small.
Peacock in the microwave this morning. Don't crap on
I'm
it.
I'm sure it works really well. I mean, that microwave could fit inside the other microwave easily.
Can you put like one of those old Frozen Hungry Man dinners in there? Would that fit?
That's all
the
AR
Man,
cares
not
about.
The Hungry Man XL. Those will not
fit the XL.
In that, no.
Not the XL. As long as you can get one of those lean cuisines in there,
It's literally like going from a Hummer to a Mini Cooper. It's insane.
I can't even tell you the last time I used a microwave.
Mini Cooper? It's like a Mazda Miata, Baker.
First of all.
With trying to get Rick Majerus to squeeze into it.
That was the most Bo thing Bo has ever said, to finish that off.
Microwave?
I don't know. What did I even use the microwave?
True.
Who uses a microwave?
I mean, come on, seriously. Prepare my food for
my God, I use a microwave every day.
Seriously, how often do you use a microwave? Every day, right?
Yes, of course, every day.
I made oatmeal this morning in the microwave.
Is yours mounted above the
stove? It's a drawer, one of the drawer ones. So it's like underneath.
It's built in?
Yeah, it's built into the island.
Okay, built into the island. So it's stationary, though. It comes out?
You have to bend down?
It comes out?
A shelf comes out, yeah.
Ooh. Now, mine's just stationary.
It's crotch level.
Yeah.
So when it's running, then it just really nukes your testicles.
That seems like that wouldn't be fun to have it below counter height.
It's not bad.
You have to bend down and all that. Like it's the oven.
Bend down.
Yeah, it seems. I want to reach up.
That's why you have back problems.
No wonder backy is bad.
Yeah, he's got back
You're
problems.
You're doing microwaving every day, and you said, "Oh, would you put the microwave down at 2 feet from the floor? Why'd you do that? Put it up high." There's no bending.
Oh, there's bending. There's bending.
We actually have another quick Bo Bishop.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
Soundbite that I want to play for you.
Sodas. Who drinks, by the way? Anybody who drinks soda anyway? It's just like, seriously.
Cowherd on Beanie.
Microwaves. Who uses a microwave? What are you doing? By the way, the oven's terrible. Or not the oven, the microwave that we have here.
The microwave, it has instructions.
Like a dorm.
It has instructions on the top that say how to open it. And I poo-pooed it. I laughed at that. And then I ran something, and the door would not open.
Safety.
You have to do like 7 series of boops to push the button to open the door.
Don't get burned.
What do you need a safety lock for?
The NFL has made an improvement to the draft. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 after 71. It's going to be moving slow due to the police that are on scene there. We also have a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, it's Go to Jail Friday. Timmy's out tomorrow, so Jen Winters will be here with me, and you never know what's going to happen when Jen is here.
Well, baby, you guys going to do a little tracksuit Friday tomorrow?
Yes, we are. I'm having a tracksuit on. Jen Winters is going to wear a tracksuit, and Fishy is going to wear a tracksuit tomorrow, Teddy, so make sure to wear yours, too.
Okay.
You have to promise to bring Fishy just for like 30 seconds into the fourth microphone, or the microphone next to Teddy, at least, or in studio. I don't care. You got to get him on camera, because I believe it's a velour tracksuit that he's got. And he should. I don't know why we hadn't thought about this, but did you see the Balkan boys in their orange velour tracksuits sitting behind the Illini bench on
Tuesday
night?
Illinois players. Yeah.
Guys had their gold, their elaborate gold chains.
Hey, man.
We thought our gold chains were cheap. They had like thick, like plastic looking gold chains. Kangol had, some of them had cigars and cigarettes.
God bless them.
Oh, boy. They were having a good time when Ivicic hit that key 3-pointer to put them up six in the end. That was a game we need to figure out how to win, though. That's another story.
Why do I have the song Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba in my head?
Tub Thumper, I believe.
Tub Thumper? I thought it was Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing. Burm, 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 burm. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
We have no listeners left.
Pissing the night away.
Pissing the night away.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a cider drink.
Vodka?
Vodka.
Vodka drink.
Tell me. He drinks a lager drink.
He drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times.
Oh, daddy boy. Daddy boy.
We've hit a new low.
It's over.
It's over. This is it.
It's over.
Teddy has unplugged his headphones. He's left. We have nobody there.
It's whiskey, vodka, lager, cider. Vodka, lager, cider.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many music fans knew that.
The NFL has made an improvement to the draft. So first round selections will go down from 10 minutes to 8 minutes.
It's fine.
It's not fine enough. I say 3 minutes.
Three?
Let's keep it going.
3 minutes.
These guys know who they're taking.
Why don't we just do an auto draft like it's Madden or something?
Okay.
Why don't we just have AI make the picks?
Okay.
I tell you what, there's a lot of GMs that would find their teams are improved if they just let a computer system make the pick.
Too hot. All right, it's Too Hot Thursday. Teddy plays us audio. We respond to it. What do you got, Teddy?
All right. One of our favorites. I know Rusty in the chat. He loves this guy, Adam King. He was chatting.
Loves the King.
He was at the Big Ten Championship game, and at I think it was halftime, they had a spread there, and they had some shrimp there. And I'm aware of this just because I heard before that, I'm listening to like Paul and Jim, you know, in my Q speaker during the first quarter, second quarter, and they were saying how, hey, I sell that shrimp, but I think I'm going to stay away from that, you know, because you just can't take any chances, right?
Yeah.
They said it looked good. But anyway, Adam King, you know, I guess he had some of
that. He tried the shrimp?
Yeah, so here we go.
Well, you know what I did is I grabbed a couple cookies. Because the shrimp line was longer than the line to get into Lucas Oil Stadium.
So the rumors are true.
I mean, it felt like murmurings went through the crowd. They were like, they got shrimp. They got shrimp.
They got the sauce.
Everybody rose
Saint
up.
Elmo's.
Everybody rose up, and they were all in line. And so I got some cookies. So then I'm eating my cookies, and I look, and the shrimp line has died down. So then I had shrimp. And then while I'm eating I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm like, this combination.
Coffee, shrimp, and a cookie?
it was horrid.
It's a press box hat trick.
Yes. And then when he missed the field goal, I could feel the coffee and the shrimp and the cookies all mixing together. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Would you have tried the shrimp?
If I deemed the shrimp to be fresh, yeah, I'd have some shrimp. I like a good...
Well, I love a good shrimp.
I love a good shrimp.
I mean, I assume they did it right.
A shrimp cocktail.
There's some ice underneath there.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in Indy, then it's got to be pulling from the tradition at St. Elmo's.
Pulling
the
out the spread for people.
Yeah. It's a championship game.
They're not going to give Bob Kravitz a pile of crap.
It's not amateur hour. Well, I mean, it is.
It is amateur hour.
It's the media meal, so it's not like
but it's a championship
private
game.
Suite.
No, I would have had the shrimp. No, I wouldn't have had the cookies and the coffee to go with the shrimp.
I've never been to St. Elmo's. Have you?
Nope.
No. If you go, you're going to get the shrimp cocktail, right?
I guess
when
I have
in Rome.
To, I guess I have to get the shrimp cocktail.
Did you know anything about the sauce in that shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's?
It's very horsey. Horseradish.
No, it's very hot.
Yeah.
It's
very what I mean. Hot. Horseradishy. That's what I mean.
Is horseradish itself a spicy condiment to you?
Have you ever had real horseradish?
I have.
Then no, you haven't.
I guess not.
If you're answering it that way, then you have never had real horseradish.
I just assumed horseradish is not particularly spicy.
Ooh.
Unless it's spicy horseradish.
Nope. Horseradish itself will make you pass out.
Okay.
You could put some straight horseradish in your mouth. Now, it's not like a pepper. It goes away after about 10 seconds. But I've literally seen people black out.
We should try it.
This is a, I'm looking at it right now. You can get a $100 world famous shrimp cocktail for 4 to 6 people on their website. World famous St. Elmo Steakhouse shrimp cocktail.
$100?
I just said $100.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like 5 seconds ago.
I wasn't listening.
I know. So it's made of 100% natural, sustainable, giant black tiger shrimp and served with our spicy signature cocktail sauce. Spicy, fiery sauce.
I'd give that a go.
Brings tears to the eyes for even the hardiest of eaters. Too hot.
All right, Teddy, what else you got?
Teddy.
All right, CBS sports analyst Rick Neuheisel, former NCAA coach.
I like Rick.
He was on the Dan Patrick show, and he had some thoughts about the bowl games, because we talked about that, how bowl games, are they even necessary? If they expand the tournament.
Necessary?
Yeah. If they expand the tournament, you know, really they become even less important, right? So he has some thoughts on the bowl games.
I think bowl games are going to end up being the first game of the year, Dan. I think we're going to see a bunch of these bowls go by way of the whales. And I also think the college football playoff is going to go, as they, you know, extended that deadline to January 23rd. I think we're going to go right past 16 all the way to 24.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to get rid of bowl games? What do you mean by bowl games will be the first game of the year?
I think we're going to have a hard time talking a bunch of teams into playing in the postseason. Maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am, because I remember vividly how much I enjoyed him both as a player and as a coach. But I just think in this day of transaction football where people are coming and going, that there are going to be a lot of teams, and we're going to see a lot of players that aren't going to participate, and I think that's a shame. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunch of these bowl games get moved to the front end of a college football season.
He might not be wrong if you take a look at how they're going to expand the playoff, and if they go to the ridiculous 24-team playoff in 5 to 10 years.
They're not jumping from 12 to 24.
But think about this. In 1994, I believe, and then in 1995, people think back to the John Cooper era, some unbelievable Ohio State teams. You just didn't win the right game, right? But they did a two-year run where they started 1 year with something called the Pigskin Classic. You remember that thing they'd have? They had that in Anaheim. They played Fresno. Then the next year, they played, they played the Kickoff Classic. That was Boston College, and that was at East Rutherford, New Jersey. So they've done, and then even in more modern times, you've seen bigger games in a neutral site. They've done that Chick-fil-A kickoff at the Mercedes Dome, yeah, right, in Atlanta. So Rick's kind of saying more of those are going to start to pop up, less bowl games. There's going to have to be less bowl games. I don't know if they are completely eliminated.
Can I tell you something?
Like he's saying.
You can get rid of all the bowl games.
Not the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yeah. Don't care.
No Pop-Tarts.
And I don't need to play them at the beginning of the season either. I'm all for not playing neutral site games. I don't want that. You play home, you play away. You're good enough, you make the postseason. The end.
There's your neutral site games.
There's your neutral site games.
Exactly, and right. And they still are bowl game. They are the bowl games. I don't know why we can't, like, agree that those are the big bowl games.
Yeah.
When we get to the quarterfinals, there's your big bowl games. We just don't know. You have to earn your way into the game. You're not just selected to be in it.
Let's not stop talking. Like, Nick Saban would do this, and he's full of crap. It's a bunch of revisionist history garbage. Oh, these bowl games, they really matter. Don't. These bowl games are fairly recent inventions, most of them, and they were just cash cows for the networks. Let's stop talking about it like it's some sort of college football heritage. Yes, you have some bowl games that really matter.
Yeah, the January 1st bowl games are college football heritage.
The majority of them are garbage.
Yeah,
they're all garbage.
They're all modern and new, and they're just meant to get 6-win teams an extra game so ESPN can put a bunch of crap on TV for 2 straight weeks. You had Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, right? Peach Bowl.
Toilet Bowl. What should we sing next? No more Chumbawamba? Teddy, any requests?
I have to think about it.
Okay. All right. I have a story about Cracker Barrel and Backpage coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is stop and go on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. And watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side after Polaris Parkway. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun.
Get Eco. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Brandon Beam and Pat Murphy tonight. Of course, we'll talk about Sherrone Moore and him dipping his, we'll talk about Sherrone Moore.
Yeah, him.
Timmy, people know Likey Cracker Barrel again. So they had the big scandal where they changed the logo and they tried to modernize things. And then, I don't know if you've heard about this, but
I thought they were good and clean again.
But sometimes on the internet, people overreact and they went crazy and the CEO was getting death threats because... Yes. So they changed that back. They changed it back. They scrapped all the plans to update their restaurants and modernize the interior. They went back to the hillbilly country motif. But now people are upset again because they say they're cutting corners with the food. For example, they used to roll out biscuit dough all day long. Make fresh biscuits throughout the day.
Yeah, you got to have a fresh biscuit if you're now, a Cracker Barrel. Come on, guys.
They're making them earlier, I guess, and freezing them and then just reheating when they have to. And that's rubbing some people the wrong way. And, you know, their catering business has really taken a hit. The Klan is not ordering as much as they used to.
No. Not if it's not high quality anymore.
Right, exactly. So
anything else? I'm seeing that they used to do... There's been some change in their sides as well, where there's been some that have complained about the green beans. And I guess they've moved from stovetop kettles. That makes sense that they would have like the nice stovetop kettles in a place like Cracker Barrel. It seems to fit like what they do there to just ovens. And they would reheat. They're reheating some dishes when necessary. Some are claiming. I'm sure some of the restaurants will stand by and say they do not do that. One customer, a 73-year-old named Craig Watkins of Northern California,
Randy Watkins,
said that he watched the chain's quality fade and he wants old staples and original maple syrup restored. Said, I want pure syrup on pancakes, not that watered down junk. And he brings his own syrup when he visits. Why don't you not go if you don't like the quality of it? But I agree, for the company, let's pick it back up. Let's get back to what we used to do.
Well,
Again,
I am no fan of corporate monoliths. However, I'm quite sure if they continue to have the real maple syrup and then they charged accordingly for it, because the price of that has significantly gone up.
Oh, maple syrup is incredibly expensive.
I'm guessing the same 73-year-old guy would have a problem with that. Like, well, sir, we're keeping the quality that you expect, but in order to do that, we need to raise prices. And I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate that,
right,
either.
Maybe you can just go with some kind of hybrid syrup. somewhere that kind of meets in the middle.
A hybrid syrup?
A hybrid syrup.
I see.
Maybe it doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup, but it's also not
I don't
pure
ever
maple.
Need to hear you say fructose ever again.
Fructose.
You idiot.
I get knocked down.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We had a little discussion last night in our house. Jake Gyllenhaal was discussed.
Okay.
And the subject was how damn attractive that Mang is. I was forced to watch a Spider-Man movie. I'm assuming you never seen this. Samantha doesn't do any of the Marvel movies.
No.
Not into any of that. Teddy, ever see the Marvel flicks? You know,
I've seen them all.
Have you seen all the Spider-Mans?
Yeah.
So you know who I'm talking about. Mysterio.
Yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal. You like? You a fan of his?
Yeah. He's fine.
And he's a good-looking man?
Yeah. As, you know, as good-looking as we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I don't understand. What are you, like Tyvus over there?
Yes.
You can't admit when a man's good looking. You think that automatically turns you gay? What's the matter with you?
I'm looking at like a BuzzFeed list of the sexiest men alive in 2025, and I'm seeing guys like Pedro Pascal. I think Pedro Pascal's a hell of a nice guy and a fine actor.
Jen Winters is going to come down here.
Jen's
going to
come
here
and kick me in the balls.
It's like her screensaver is Pedro Pascal.
You can't tell me that Pedro Pascal belongs in the same breath as a Jake Gyllenhaal. You can't.
I'm with you.
The face, the you see, you put on Jake Gyllenhaal in that new Roadhouse movie. Dear God, shredded.
You want to say fructose again?
High fructose. He's not on that high fructose corn syrup. Not on that at all. How about that Honass Wagner?
Honass
Valenza. Jason Kelsey. What are we doing?
Jason Kelsey
listed as the second sexiest man alive. I know he's got that sort of bigger guy.
He's an
nice
oaf.
Jolly.
No.
He looks more like Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, he's a fun guy. I like him, but
I don't like him at all.
Ryan Gosling, see that Ryan Gosling, that's an attractive man.
See, I find him creepy. There's something about him I don't like.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's some secret.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, he's a hell of an attractive man, though.
I don't like him.
I would say, like, back to Jake Gyllenhaal, you think about it, he gives, you know, for me, Zac Efron a run for his money.
Jen Winters said that she's coming down here.
Yeah?
Just to kill you.
Jen, I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Jen Winters will be with me tomorrow because Timmy is taking the day off. What are you doing tomorrow? Anything fun?
You don't want to know.
Well, you will know what Jen and I are talking about tomorrow because we'll be here at 3 o'clock. See you then. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 10-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking the two right lanes on eastbound 70 on the east side after Livingston Avenue. Police are on scene causing stop-and-go traffic from Kelton Avenue. And there's a crash on Sawmill Road north of Summit View Road causing some delay. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.